Welcome to HealthWise, 30 minutes to think about God and your health, brought to you by your friends at Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. I praise you, O Lord, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made, says the writer of Psalm 139. And because we are made in God's wonderful image, how thoughtful we should be with our bodies as well as our souls. For the next 30 minutes, listen, learn, and call for advice so that you too can become HealthWise. I'm Bill Shishko, host of today's edition of HealthWise. Glad to have you with us. The God who made our bodies and who made them to function in a fallen world with its diseases, sicknesses, infections, and contaminations gave our systems an army to fight the invading forces that would conquer us by bringing down our good health. And that army is called your immune system. Its mission is to prevent, to detect, and to stop infections within your body. It has regular forces called innate immunity cells, and these give a rapid general response when called into service. Adaptive immunity cells are the special forces. They attack particularly dangerous enemies to your body, and in some cases, they can provide you with lifelong protection from further attacks. Fascinating, fascinating, fascinating. That's because we are, as we say at the beginning of every program, fearfully and wonderfully made by the true and living God. But sometimes there's friendly fire in your bodily system. Remember, we do live in a fallen world. If your immune system goes haywire for whatever reasons, well, the good guys become bad guys by attacking other good guys, and that's what brings about what we call autoimmune disease. At least 25 million Americans have autoimmune diseases of one sort or another. There are more than 80 types, but some of the more common autoimmune diseases that most of us have heard of are Crohn's disease, which is an agonizing chronic inflammation of the bowel, striking your entire digestive tract and producing not only painful but also very embarrassing symptoms. And then there's Graves' disease, which causes the thyroid to overfunction and can create multiple problems in the human body. Type 1 diabetes is an autoimmune disease. You develop a problem with your system metabolizing, breaking down, working with glucose in your system, and those with type 1 diabetes must take insulin shots for the rest of their lives. Rheumatoid arthritis is an autoimmune condition that brings chronic pain and inflammation to joints and also inflammation of other bodily organs as well. Multiple sclerosis is an autoimmune disease in which your neurological system becomes diseased, and, well, with multiple sclerosis, there's many, many negative effects. Lupus, which brings joint pain and weakness as well as oversensitivity to sunlight. Lupus can, in extreme cases, lead to kidney failure. Celiac disease. This affects the digestive tract. It brings fatigue, sometimes an inability to concentrate, sleep difficulties, or it can bring unusual weight gain, or celiac disease can even bring unusual weight loss. Psoriasis. That causes awful itching, pain, scaling of the skin in one or more portions of the body. And autoimmune diseases frequently attack when a person is in his or her 20s for whatever reason. They do affect more women than men, and especially women in childbearing age. They're often very hard to pinpoint with traditional medical tests, even blood tests. They can easily be confused with the effects of being overworked and overstressed. They, in every case, make life miserable, and there's no known cure for autoimmune diseases. Generally, those with them, well, they just need to learn the things that trigger the symptoms and then avoid those things. Diet is a huge factor in autoimmune disease. Many believe that the chemicals and the other ingredients that are so often added to foods that we eat may contribute to autoimmune disease in this way. The body just doesn't know what to do with these foreign agents. You can look for cookbooks that use the phrase clean eating if you are interested in that aspect of this subject. Well, there's no cure for autoimmune disease. There are what are called healthy living strategies that can certainly help strengthen your autoimmune system, and that's what we're going to be looking at on today's edition of HealthWise. You are very HealthWise if you do what you can to strengthen those general and special forces that God has given you to help fight the bad guys that invade our bodies. Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York, brings you today's edition of HealthWise, and their fascinating nutrition department. I don't know any other word to describe it. You'll meet Matt Lombardi, who is equally fascinating, and he's an experienced and thoughtful nutritionist, and he'll help you with today's topic, as he does so often on HealthWise. This week, strengthening your autoimmune system, and you're invited to call the program with your questions. Call in number 631-955-5400, 631-955-5400, and you can text your questions at any time during the week. Put the number under HealthWise. Here's the number for texting your health-related questions, 516-367-0391, 516-367-0391. But for now, welcome once again to Matt Lombardo of Cottage Pharmacy. Good to have you with us, Matt.
Hey, Bill. Good to be back.
Let's talk about just kind of some of the big things to do as healthy living strategies, especially to help strengthen our autoimmune system. Somebody comes to you and says, hey, nutritionist Matt, I've heard about these healthy living strategies. My autoimmune system shot. What do I do? Talk to us.
Well, first, I would say reduce stress.
Even in New York?
Any way possible, if at all possible. Rest. Adequate sleep, absolutely.
Well, before you go any further, though, let's talk about that a little, because we've talked about this almost all that we deal with.
Right.
We go back to stress. So what are some things to help people? You know, you tell people you shouldn't be so stressed, and they'll get stressed out trying not to get stressed. So what do you suggest for them?
Take a walk in nature. Go for a hike. That's very calming, relaxing. Take up yoga, just try and remove things from your life that irritate you, emotionally, things like that, that can help, bring some balance back to your body and your physiologically.
Yeah, reading the Word of God every day and going to His promises, which is another, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. That's a huge one. Okay, so anyway, but other things. Again, I'm trying to make this visual for our folks here. I tell you, hey, Matt, my autoimmune system is really shot. Talk to me. Less stress. What else?
Well, make sure you're getting enough sleep. Sleep is a time when your body heals itself and comes back to a balance. After, enduring a full day of work or however you spend your day. So sleep is definitely important. Exercise is another.
What do you suggest? We ought to do a whole program just on relaxation. There's a classic book that was written called You Must Relax.
Right.
And the end of the day, Matt, what do you suggest? Because you're right. In this, people got to get adequate sleep so the autoimmune system's built up. What do you recommend? People aren't supposed to exercise a lot before they go to bed because that's not good. So what should they do?
Just avoid electronics, the phone, television, for a little while. You want to calm your mind, so you want to remove thoughts and information from being input into your mind.
Okay. So reading, reading an absorbing novel that isn't going to get you all tied up in knots, a good thing to do?
A novel can actually, it depends. I mean, if it's a good novel, it'll keep you up all night.
Not just scaring you, you just want to find out what happens.
Right.
Okay. All right.
So good sleep. Because it's all with autoimmune, it's all about maintaining a balance and harmony in your body.
I'm interested. I don't want to get too far afield on this, but I'm interested in exercise and working on this. I never thought about it. You mention exercise every week, and we mention it too. But some believe that the exercise flushes the bacteria and viruses out of our lungs as our heart rate increases and we breathe harder. Also, some believe that the pumping of more white blood cells into the system. You have any thoughts on that? Because you were a former fitness trainer.
Sure. Yeah, well, exercise, it pumps blood to areas of the body a little more vigorously than normal. So there are areas that, you know, that are maybe a little bit more stagnant where bacteria or inflammation can settle. Exercise can help to flush or get nutrients or blood to those areas of the body.
And am I right, Matt, it doesn't have to be a demanding exercise. You mentioned walking. My stage in life, we used to jog. Now it's a little bit more the daily walk. Am I right? I mean, that can be as beneficial for you.
Sure. Just, you know, getting the heart rate up to a normal, to a vigorous range where it's healthy for your age.
Okay. Okay, we'll go into that age, but not earlier. Talk about diet. We're talking about autoimmune disease. They all say you got to have a good diet. What's a good diet like especially when you're trying to strengthen the autoimmune system?
Well, you mentioned, you know, there are things to avoid in your diet to strengthen your immune system and to help deal with autoimmune disease. You mentioned some artificial ingredients.
And you subscribe to that view, we don't know for sure, but the putting the foreign substances in our bodies can throw the autoimmune system.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
If your body, you know, is introduced to something that it's not familiar with or doesn't understand, it doesn't know what to do, and it can cause confusion.
Yeah, it's kind of like a virus in your computer system. Yeah. Okay.
But as far as diet goes, I would say, you know, make sure you avoid certain things. Gluten has been known to cause inflammation. Gluten from wheat, you know, is become problematic for people. You mentioned celiac disease, which is brought on by gluten intolerance.
Sure. Yeah, but all people don't need to stay away from wheat and gluten products, right? It's only if you find you get a reaction to it? Or do you just recommend lowering the exposure to gluten?
Just not overdoing it. I think the key, and I mentioned it with sleep and exercise, the key is balance and harmony in the body. So you don't want to overdo anything with getting too much of a certain, you know, nutrient in your body.
Yeah, I don't want to jump too far ahead, but I've been fascinated in doing the preparation for this, and even since, I've read about zinc and how important zinc is in so many things, not least in building up the autoimmune system, as is copper. But they both say, or anything you read in both cases, you can't overdo on that. So what's your counsel in that regard?
Well, I there's definitely a threshold for minerals in the body. You don't want to overdo it. But they act basically as enzymes. Some minerals like zinc actually help your body function better. They're like little tools that your cells can grasp onto and help them do what they, you know, the job that they have to do. You
okay.
can get it that way.
So, but you still have to be careful not to overdo on the zinc, right?
Yeah, any minerals or metals, you know, there's a threshold for that for sure.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that was fascinating. I was reading the oysters, which happens to be one of my favorite, and seafood and red meat and beans and nuts are high in zinc, but they do say in some cases they need supplements. Now, do you recommend just a sole zinc supplement or zinc with something else?
You can get a lot from your diet, mostly seafood. If you eat a lot of seafood, chances are you get enough.
Yeah, okay, then you're fine. Okay, we're back to diet in general. Proteins, Matt, is it true that protein is the most important component of white blood cells?
It's definitely important for sure, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Protein is the building block of everything.
So does that mean people have to eat meats, or are there other proteins that we can get from other nuts, I would guess, right?
Nuts, if you're vegetarian, nuts, beans are your best bet.
Okay.
Sure.
All right, okay. Fats. Recommendation, lots of unsaturated fats. That seems to come up. That's helpful, too, for autoimmune disease?
Well, yeah, unsaturated, polyunsaturated, and monounsaturated fat that you find in, like, olive oil are anti-inflammatory, and inflammation causes an immune response, and sometimes that can be unwanted if you have an autoimmune.
Okay.
So if you reduce the inflammation with those healthy fats, sure.
Yeah, so I never thought of that. So that would include, like, coconut oil. We've talked about safflower oil, walnut, avocado oil, all those oils.
Well, coconut oil is actually a saturated fat, which can cause inflammation. So you don't want to overdo it with coconut oil if you have an autoimmune.
Okay, good. Oh, thank you. That's very, very helpful. Carbs. They say that carbs can lower the level of T cells. Of course, a T cell count, if that goes too low, that's a serious problem. I've never read that before. Is that we need to limit carbs, or it can endanger the T cell count?
Well, I think it depends on the quality of carbs we're talking.
Okay.
Sugar, you know, processed sugar and processed carbohydrates. Like your white bread, your sugars, sweets, I can absolutely see that causing a problem.
Okay, sure. That's another thing to explore. Fascinating. Dealing with Matt Lombardo of Cottage Pharmacy, and we're dealing with strengthening your autoimmune system. We'll be back to give more of the specifics, but we want you to know more about Cottage Pharmacy, so listen in.
I love Cottage Pharmacy, and you will too. Awarded among Long Island's best pharmacies, Cottage Pharmacy is far more than a pharmacy. While you're waiting for your prescriptions, check out their large nutrition section, their med spa, and their boutique. And they carry a full line of surgical supplies and durable medical equipment too. See, I know from experience, it's fun to shop at Cottage Pharmacy. You won't find such personal service and such a knowledgeable staff anywhere. They live up to their motto, if we can't take care of you, no one can. Every customer at Cottage Pharmacy is a satisfied customer. Oh, and here's a bonus for you. Mention WLIE540 when you check out, and you'll receive a 20% discount on your purchases from the nutrition department, the boutique, and from their surgical and medical section, too. Just mention WLIE540 when you check out. Cottage Pharmacy is conveniently located at 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturdays and Sundays from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Cottage Pharmacy, where rule number one is the customer's always right, and rule number two is, if not, go back to rule one. Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike, Woodbury, New York.
Bill Shishko with you on today's edition of HealthWise. It's a lot of fun to go to Cottage Pharmacy. It's like meeting with family. And so please avail yourself of the opportunity to visit Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. My guest is one of the nutritionists at Cottage Pharmacy, Matt Lombardo, talking about strengthening your autoimmune system. Can't overstate how important that is. The autoimmune system, those are the good guys that help fight the bad guys in your system, and if that gets fouled up, the good guys will start fighting the good guys, and you don't want to go there. So we're talking about strengthening. Matt, just a moment a bit on antioxidants like beta carotene that you get in apricots and broccoli and beets and spinach and green peppers, tomatoes, carrots, that kind of thing. What's the role of antioxidants in strengthening the autoimmune system?
Foreign invaders in the body, viruses, bacteria, they actually give off oxidative stress. They give off toxins, which can, you know, make your symptoms worse, make it take longer for you to get better. So things like vitamin C, vitamin A, vitamin E, certain herbs are antioxidants that help to kind of clean up the toxicity that the viruses or bacteria cause.
Yeah, so we're talking about the viruses and the bacteria that we're just surrounded by all the time, right?
All the time. Yep.
Yeah, okay. Not just in flu season or cold season or whatever. Yeah. Yeah, it is. It really is an invading force. Matt, what about autoimmune diseases? What about these so-called immunity-bolstering products or natural immunity-modulating components, these kinds of things? Do you go there as a nutritionist, or do you recommend more basic things?
Well, there are certain things that stimulate the immune system, things like elderberry and echinacea and vitamin C, that stimulate white blood cell production. But if you have an autoimmune disease, you want to tread lightly on those supplements. That's something good that a nutritionist should know about you, is if you have an autoimmune.
Okay. But you're talking about treading lightly on these specialized immunity-bolstering products, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
you want to
look
out for immune boosters if you have an autoimmune disease.
Yeah. They appeal to you if you've got one, but you've got to be careful of those appeals.
Right, right.
Okay. All right, so let's go back to, so I come in, autoimmune problems, the bad guys have gotten their way with me, more relaxing, more sleep, and so on. What else do you recommend? The diet? Be my nutritionist.
Well,
as far as
supplements go, there are definitely options. There's a supplement called a beta-glucan, which is actually a plant. It's a sugar from specific plants and mushrooms and grains. And what beta-glucans do is they help balance the immune system. They help to their decision making when it comes to what to attack.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Beta-glucans. What's in them?
Beta-glucans, it's a metabolite of, usually it comes from mushrooms in stores. So maitake mushrooms, reishi mushrooms. Usually if you see a product on the shelf that says it's a mushroom complex or a maitake mushroom, that there are beta-glucans, in the ingredients.
Now, is it glucan, G-L-U-T, or G-L-U-C, or K, or beta?
G-L-U-C.
C, beta-glucans. That's a new one on me. That's the kind of thing you might, early on in your counsel, recommend to someone with an autoimmune disease.
I recommend it pretty often, yeah.
Okay. You mentioned echinacea before and ginseng. I don't know if aloe vera. What do those things do?
Well, they basically stimulate the immune system.
Okay.
Yeah. So you're gonna increase white blood cells. It's gonna help your body fight off an infection. But like I said, if you have an autoimmune disease, you might not necessarily want to stimulate your immune system if it's already.
Okay, yeah, that's because if you're stimulating the immune system, that's the matter of your immune system fighting the good guys.
Yes.
Okay, so then what, in that case, what are some other things you recommend? Because that's an important distinction.
Right. The maitake mushrooms, the beta-glucans, I recommend. Usually I'll recommend digestive enzymes. And that helps the body.
Now, does that help with things like Crohn's disease or celiac disease?
It can, absolutely.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah. So you're talking. So someone comes and says, and I know people with Crohn's disease. It's utterly unpleasant. They have Crohn's disease. No cure for it. So you're trying to recommend something that will help the immune system in that area that is being attacked by the immune system, right?
Right, and/or creating a balance. If something is off balance, we got to get you back to a balanced level. Your digestion has to be balanced. Your sleep patterns have to be balanced.
Okay, all right, okay, excellent. What about teas? For some reason, I'm always quite, maybe because I'm not much of a tea lover, and I ought to be, but are there teas that help with autoimmune diseases?
Well, there are teas that help with inflammation. Green tea is a great antioxidant. So, when you have that oxidative stress in your body, it causes inflammation, and inflammation causes an immunoresponse that can hurt your body if you have an autoimmune disease.
Now green, I want you to keep going, but if you get, say, the decaffeinated green tea, I'm one of these guys, if I have a cup of caffeinated tea at 2 in the afternoon. It'll keep me up 12 hours later. The decaffeinated version of green tea isn't going to affect the antioxidant amount, correct?
Not as far as I know, no. It just you still have the components of the green tea, which is the phytonutrients, the EGCG.
Okay.
The other nutrients.
They'll be in there, too. Are there others? I've heard about, I think you've mentioned it before, holy basil, or Tulsi, if I'm pronouncing it properly.
Sure, yeah.
That's a good one?
Tulsi's great for stress, and if you have stress, anxiety, it's very relieving and soothing for the mind. It's really great.
Well, Matt, if it's for stress and anxiety, feature it, because almost everybody in New York
sure.
That.
Sure.
Are there other ones? Before we break here, are there other teas that would be? I've heard about hydrangea tea. There is such a thing.
Hydrangea tea is great. Turmeric tea is great for inflammation.
Okay.
Ginger tea is great for digestion.
Excellent. Hey, go to Cottage Pharmacy. Thanks, Matt. Go to Cottage Pharmacy. If you do nothing else, load up on these kinds of teas that you can have that are good for you. Our thanks to Cottage Pharmacy for sponsoring today's program. And you can visit them, and we want you to visit them, at 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. It really is a fascinating and fun step back in time to pharmacies the way they used to be. And remember to mention that you heard us on WLIE 540, and you'll receive a special 20% discount on surgical and medical supplies in the boutique department and in the nutrition department. And Matt Lombardo would love to get to know you. And be sure to look for Matt when you're visiting the nutrition department at Cottage Pharmacy. Tell him you heard him on HealthWise. You can also use their toll-free number. We realize a lot of you are accessing this through sermonaudio.com and the WLIE website. You can call the toll-free number from wherever you are in the world, 1-800-599-9963, 1-800-599-9963. You'll get a 20% discount there, but you've got to mention WLIE 540 AM. If you're not quite sure what to get, those advisors can help you out. Hey, next week, more on the vast world of living wisely in the body that God has given to you. So we'll see you here on the radio next Saturday at 1 p.m. for another edition of HealthWise.
Listen in next Saturday at 1 p.m. for the next edition of HealthWise, brought to you by your friends at Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. Call them on their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. That's 1-800-599-9963. Thanks for listening, and for now, be HealthWise.